Russell's laboratory is the first time the player is in the same room as another character, and it highlights one of the main challenges we face when designing choreographed scenes in VR, keeping the player and characters out of each other's space. In previous Half-Life games, we could always forcefully move the player if we really needed them out of the way. We made several attempts at finding a similar solution in VR, but found that it often made players feel deeply uncomfortable or disoriented. So instead, we designed these spaces to allow for a natural separation between the player and our characters. Where natural separators couldn't exist, we had to restrict players from moving into the character's space, removing that limitation as soon as the character had moved out of the way. Another challenge was balancing how often characters respond to player actions while delivering important narrative information. In early experiments, we allowed characters to stop mid-sentence, which allowed them to respond immediately to the player, and then continue on with their dialogue. While technically straightforward, this was incredibly difficult to execute in animation and dialogue without feeling unnatural. The combination of custom reactions necessary to cover the range of possible player interaction and their resulting return to narrative dialogue quickly multiplied out of control. Eventually, we settled on a solution where we allowed only a minimum of interactions during the important narrative delivery sections, and a wider range of responses to more complex reactions after the scene has completed. In the case of Russell, we layer subtle head facing and natural eye contact on top of his performance while he is talking with Alex. Then, after the scene, when he is typing at the computer, he will respond to players trying to touch him or objects being thrown around.